The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're on every Saturday morning, 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump. How are we doing?
Beautiful Saturday morning.
It is. This today and now. There's no clouds in the sky.
And it's not raining this time.
No. And might wish it would. We did have a good rain last Sunday. That was kind of a nice, relaxing Easter. Kind of odd for Easter.
We got a lot of rain, believe it or not.
We did. We needed it.
Hard by midnight and rained all day.
We needed it. Needed that stuff. And my granddaughters thoroughly enjoyed looking for eggs upstairs in my house. 38 eggs were hidden and 38 were finally found. So
on the second floor.
It's very important to count them. I just realized that usually when we hide them outside, I stole them everywhere and I'll find them periodically months later. But these were all accounted for.
Bored and decorated. You need to find them all.
Yeah.
Because 6 months later, they started smelling.
Well, like they're not real. They're not real eggs. We don't do the real ones. These have money and candy in them and stuff.
The plastic came wrong on them in the
Papa put some $2 bills in some of them.
That's fun.
Yeah, my little granddaughter looked at it. She goes, is this real?
Oh, really?
It's real money, currency.
They're all about the money.
Well, yeah.
I've bought some.
They've run their own little farmer's market thing. And
bought some catnip from them.
Yeah.
Good little entrepreneurs.
The middle child, Madeline, she's the financier. She's if Amelia gets money, she likes to hold it for you, So I think Amelia probably doesn't get all of it back, but
yeah,
she's a happy-go-lucky kid. She doesn't care about it. It's funny. So look like Steve. That looks like the frost date is over here. We're moving into the 80s today. I didn't know it was gonna be that hot today, but. Especially like 85 degrees today.
I'm not totally sure yet. Now we had
Steve Crump. Now you picked.
I picked
April 15th.
I picked the 10th.
For the 10th. Right, well, that was yesterday.
Let's pull it out.
That was yesterday, homie. It was not.
For 40 years, I predicted the 20th.
Yeah, you did, but we're going 80s,
90s. I backed up this year.
80s, 90s this week.
But the 9th, we had a false warning.
We did get a little chilly this week. It was close. You were correct.
We had never.
It got to 39. Was that Wednesday morning?
It doesn't matter.
It was nippy.
It'll frost in.
But yeah, it can, yeah. And not at my house, it can at yours, but in the city, 39 won't get you frost, really.
Yeah, we had the tail of the tape. We had, I was at March 20th. We had, let's see.
I was the 31st.
Yeah, you were the 31st.
Which it got kind of close that day, too, but.
Steve was April 10th, and Rhonda, she prices righted him and went April 11th.
Oh.
She
never,
One day more. $1, Bob.
$1.
So we were all wrong.
It was frost warning.
It's a good thing.
But if we were southern age and it forgot to
store. So we're about 2 weeks ahead with the weather. I mean, it's warm. Everything's blooming, looking good. So it's time to plant your garden.
Yes.
I say yes.
I say yes.
It's a good topic today.
What do you think, Steve?
Time to put them in the ground.
The 20th.
The 20th. Well, today? 11?
Yeah.
Well, I say do it. Well, you got to get everything ready.
Next Monday.
If you hadn't done your preparation for your garden, cleaned it out and all that good stuff, you still got time to do that. And go buy your vegetables and flowers. We brought in some flowers yesterday, finally. People have been wanting to know where they've been, so. We actually have some pretty hanging baskets and pots and flowers over there.
Yeah, what you got?
I knew you was going to ask that. But
flowers.
We got geraniums and a bunch of mixed pots that have like petunias and some of them have rosemary in them and all kind of stuff. So it's really, really a
Mixed pot's a big thing now.
Very good.
It started about 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's kind of like you have one thing flourishing and it kind of fades out and something else takes over and kind of a good thing. Did you ever do them out there?
We did Your do place? Them more balling.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
It's kind of tedious to do all that. But
well, it was kind of in the beginning when we did it, and it didn't really hold on yet.
Yeah.
Now, we did a lot of hanging baskets. Yeah.
We got some ferns.
Mm, yeah. We grew our own ferns.
Yeah, I remember you doing that.
That was...
They're all about $20. The mixed pots and hanging baskets for $20. Is
and we could get 10 for them.
Oh, dang.
But you
didn't market it right.
Well, you started them in November.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of that's what people don't realize.
And that being to cut the heat on. Yeah. So then $5,000 a month for the heat.
Yeah.
So by April when you sold them, you were struggling to break even.
Yeah. Yeah, well, whenever you see pots like that, it didn't just happen. I mean, it's been prepared like months before. So it's not like, it's kind of like sod. It just, the field just don't appear. It's years in the making for all this stuff. So.
We sold all kinds of ferns, rabbit feet and all those, and Boston's the only one that took off.
I love fern. They look good on my front porch. And but I just, you got to water a lot. If you have a hanging basket, when it starts getting hot, you got to, you don't have anything around it. The pot's just out there in the open, the air and the heat. And I get tired of watering after a while.
Like, I had somebody to water every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially when they first come from a nursery, they've been watered every day. Yep. People take them home and then they start watering them once a week. I want to know what's going on. And a lot of them have you know, the dirt in them is really porous, so the water just shoots through there.
Pour right out.
If there's any kind of sunlight, they dry out in minutes. I mean, it's unreal.
And if it's a big mixed pot, it's got nothing but roots in there. Oh, look at this. I love this. You know what this is, don't you, Steve? It's the Masters theme.
Oh.
And we'll be right back to the gardener's bench. We'll be right back.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, we're jamming and we're back. To the Archer's Bench.
That's the Van Halen and the Masters. I don't know how that goes together, but Matt
goes together pretty doggone well.
Dance the Night Away.
Matthew did it. It makes it right.
Like I said, Steve's been missing the Masters going on right now. It's beautiful and gorgeous. Said he's been watching the Braves and the Hornets, and that's
The Hornets.
Detroit dropped the ball last night.
They beat them twice.
Yeah, Detroit, yeah.
Detroit's number one in the league there.
It's nice to pay attention to them anyway now. I mean, for years I hadn't because they've been horrible, but at least it's
January,
something to talk about.
February, we're in my 30.
Well, they started out so bad, it was a bad thing. So maybe next year.
They'll be good next year.
Isn't that what the Gamecock fans say?
Something like that, yeah. it ain't over yet, y'all.
Yeah. Chickens always choke.
Forever to them.
The chickens always choke. The girls did it this year. So.
Yeah. It happens. All right, so I say it's time to plant your garden.
Yep.
What's the most popular thing? I mean, I guess we all know what the most popular thing to plant in a garden is.
Believe it or not, tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it. That's not a knock.
And that's what people have had the most trouble with the last few years.
Yeah, I have too.
My brothers had a lot of trouble with tomatoes.
Yeah.
And one year rains too much, next year it doesn't rain enough.
Exactly.
A part of it, if you got a box gardener,
that's the best way to do it.
But he's got like rows with sticky plants in them, and
it's tough if you don't amend the soil
You got to amend deep.
Yeah, deep. Yep.
Because his goes down probably 15, 18 inches.
Yeah.
It's real bad soil.
True.
So he's got the real good stuff at the top, but the roots go down. And
you need heat for a tomato. So I'm going back to my original spot from like 4 years ago where it's up against the house. Get some afternoon sun beating off the window on it. So that's where I had the most success with this tomato. So I'm going to try to go back to where I had the success this year. So, and mix up a couple other things. So.
You don't have a lot of deer in your neighborhood either, do you?
Oh, actually, they've been coming out lately. They eat my pansies down there. And before you come up on my patio, they haven't come up, you know, that far on my little patio.
Hey, if you just hadn't seen them.
The flowers are still there, but
I think we know how Steve feels about deer from several years ago.
We probably don't want to replay that episode.
Yeah,
I'm all for mass rejection.
Well, they've already started.
Just remember, Matt brought this back up.
It's much better than what you said years ago.
You should move to TUK then, Steve, up there.
Oh, we have five or six in the front yard about every night. See them.
If anybody's listening to TEK, I don't have an issue like that for sure. But they have they have a lot of deer up there all over the place.
They're destructive.
But they're just trying to make it, you
survive?
Know?
We've actually got them that's come from TEK.
Yeah.
Swambuck off the lake.
Huh. That's crazy.
When
they heard Steve lived over there and swim.
Well, when they did the sterilization thing out of it.
They got
tagged
out of
them.
Yeah.
The tags on their ears. And we got a couple
I have heard about them coming across. That's a long way to swim.
A couple of them got the tags. But they're very territorial.
Yeah.
Females are. So the new ones don't fit in with the old ones.
Yeah.
And
I've never been on the lake when I saw a deer swimming across the.
Nah. Like you said, they're coming to Steve's house. They heard he got the good stuff.
I don't know about that.
A pilgrimage.
Yeah.
They've showed up.
Anyway, so tomatoes, that's a good one. So what do you think's next?
Of all things, corn.
Corn?
People are buying little square pies that have corn salt in it. You can't.
Okay, here's something funny. I don't know if you remember last year I planted corn down beside me and my neighbor's house. It gets good sun. And I had success. I had some ears of corn come, a little sweet corn. I went to Farmers Exchange, which is a good place to go to. They're not a sponsor. We've been working on them. But if you go in there, just ask them, why don't y'all sponsor the Gardener's Bench? Anyway, so they had some corn in a little, had some corn in a little pots. And I went on and just bought it. I didn't do the seed. I just bought those things, put them right side by side, and boom. I had like 8 ears. And it was funny. My wife didn't even know they were over there because they're in one part of our yard she doesn't see. That was kind of funny. So I wouldn't think corn would be the second. I would say cucumbers. A lot of people do cucumbers.
And yeah, you can or actually, squash.
Yeah, cucumbers and squash. You can actually do cucumbers on, you can put them on a trellis and have them go up and that kind of, because they will take over your garden if you don't do something like that. Yeah. They'll be everywhere.
Peppers is a high thing too.
Peppers is very good. Green probably first, and a yellow and red. And while we let Steve think about the next plant to put in a garden, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Oh, higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. Mess on the road today.
Yeah, a little yellow, favorite of the gardener's bench. We like it. Electric Light Orchestra.
Hello.
Back when he used to have 10 to 15 people on stage in a band. That's really a good sound.
I remember them. I like them, but I remember them.
Yeah. Well, I got into them later. But, your song's always been around.
All right.
Really good. So we're talking about planting your vegetable garden. Carolina Fresh we put together a new garden mix this year. It is 50% topsoil, 40% of our chicken compost, and 10% sand that we've blended together. So the chicken compost is great by itself, but it's a little porous, and by adding the topsoil, it makes it a little dense, the whole water better. So, and your little sand in there is good because it
makes it drain.
Yeah, makes it drain. So that's always a good thing. What do you think about that mix, Steve?
Chicken manure is probably real good because it worked on everything we planted in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
But chicken manure and sand and all that other stuff, it kind of looks like it contradicts each other to me.
I knew you would have a negative response to it, but no, it grows. It will grow well.
Yeah, I like the chicken manure. Well, all I mix together, I'm not sure you're going to gain that much.
Yeah.
Well, I got an important announcement.
Just got
a phone call. Thought you might have heard me in the background there. But Debbie Brown called in. She said to tell you hello, David.
Hey, and Debbie Brown.
For all our listeners, ATC out by Northwestern
on Highway 5,
they're having their plant sale today.
Again today,
This is the second weekend. It started at 8. They got some beautiful stuff out there. So head on over there if you're looking for something to plant.
Yeah.
And you hadn't made up your mind, that's the first place you need to start.
Great. Well, thank you, Debbie Brown.
Yeah.
They had it last week. We announced it last week. But,
good. I was wondering if they still had it.
Yeah, because my wife works there, but they have some great plants too out there and vegetables.
I don't know if they had it today or not.
Yeah, well, I guess they're having it today, even though spring break is still technically in place, but they're out there today.
The plants don't take a break. It benefits.
Somebody had to water them last week, I'm sure.
Yeah, it benefits the horticulture program. She said she takes the FFA out there. So get out there. Get you some plants.
Good. I'm glad she called.
Yes.
They've been selling plants out there for as long as I remember.
That's awesome. Good thing. We donated some soil to them, and they put a bunch of those, look like big silver tubs in the middle of those buildings and grew all kind of stuff last year. So,
like wash tubs?
Yeah, big.
The big wash tubs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They filled them up and made them very decorative, and it looks really good in there.
Well, one thing that, Steve, you always say, and I always remember it, you remind our listeners, you know, we're talking about putting things in the ground right now. Mm-hmm. It might be hot outside today. It might get in the 80s, but it's not the air temperature. It's the what?
Soil temperature.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's everything.
Yeah.
It can be kind of cool right now.
Yeah. Well, it was, like I say, it was 39 the other morning, so the soil is, takes it a while to warm up, like it does the water, you know.
Well,
like your pool is probably still cool. After 39, if you have a pool.
The big thing, remember, is you stay on at night, you got to cover them up, bring them inside, or whatever.
But I say, you know what I say? It's time to get them in and get them growing. That's a great saying that Alan Miller
1985.
Came up with in 1985, and Steve Crump used it.
Forever.
43 years.
Forever.
Yes.
Forever.
40 years. I knew it was.
That's a great saying.
Yeah.
It is.
Seared in marketing history.
Honestly, you might have some people remember this. Mellow Light tastes great, less filling and all that. And with Big Kiss in that crowd, not the later one.
Yeah.
But they canceled it. We looked at it several times. We couldn't find anything better. So we just kept doing it.
You were going to use Great Taste, less filling?
No. You're going to get them growing.
You could do that for your vegetables.
And Tommy actually would go out on landscape jobs and build new houses. And the people building the house would yell, get them in, get them growing.
They yell in the yard.
Yep.
Hey, Tommy!
They did.
Get them in and get them growing.
Hurry up. That's great, man.
Did it say it on the billboard that you had?
I think it did on that big one.
Yeah. Okay.
It was on the billboard.
You never had any shirts made, did you?
Yeah.
Did you say, get them in, get them growing?
No, it says, I got them in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, man.
Well, we had two. We had to get them in, get them growing to the employees were, and I got them, get them in, and get them growing, we gave to the customers.
Oh, okay.
And then they messed up and printed them all with
funny.
So I didn't have time to redo them.
Steve had a shirt that says, I am the boss.
I thought.
Do what I say.
I thought I was the boss.
I want to tell you that I do have probably 3 or 4 landscape companies that branched off from your company, the Guzmans, and several others of guys that worked for you for years that are still carrying on doing stuff. So I thought that was really cool
Juan and Kevin.
Augustine and several of them. So they were all doing really good, eh?
Well, we paid them a severance thing.
Mm-hmm. One of them asked about you the other day. So.
And they had enough money to get started their own thing.
Yeah. Well, I think one of them bought one of your old dump trucks.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. He rents a mobile home outside my house.
Really good people.
Yep. He had him come clean up our yard. And
he
got pine needles for you.
There you go.
And it really looks great. It does a good job. I mean, and he learned how to tuck the pine
needles. We'll be
back
to the gardeners, bitch.
Okay, well, I'm good.
David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and every day's a lovely day, but we're back.
It's a lovely Saturday morning. We just announced that ATC, the school beside Northwestern, to the left of Northwestern's, having a plant sale. Get out there and check those guys out till around lunchtime. They'll be open. Farmers markets downtown. I went last week with Teresa after the show, and it was awesome. They had probably 30 vendors out there selling all kinds of things, vegetables, bracelets, food, and
all kinds of stuff.
I got some kettle corn. Papa Dave loves some kettle corn.
Ah.
Very good. Kettle corn's a good vegetable.
You say so.
So it's a lot of people out there, you know, doing something nice on a beautiful Fountain Park. That's where the farmers market is. If you've never seen that, then it's a good part, a good time to go visit Fountain Park.
That's a beautiful area.
Type it in your phone, Google Maps, Fountain Park, Rock Hill, tell you how to get there.
They've put a lot of tents up out there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's probably 30 vendors or more out there. So I'd like to do the show out there one day if we ever organize it, but we'll see. Wow. Then you can get to see everything then.
It's a pretty good walk from here. You're going to need a long cord.
Yeah, we would need a long cord. Steven's probably good with that.
Yeah. Stone out going across Steven people's backyards.
We'll just let him do it all. Yeah. We'll just show up and do the talking and all. So
Stobing can do it
so
all.
So Carolina Fresh is open today, 8 to 2. We're open right now. I still don't have an email from anyone that's listening to the show. It's starting to get frustrating. But my email is director@CarolinaFreshFarms.com. Thank you to Debbie Brown for calling in and reminding us about the ATC plant sale. Come on out and get your vegetables. I say it's time to put them in the ground. Do it.
And we'll be back next week to the Garden's Bench.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.